It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
I'm doing all right. We had a kind of a cold weekend.
Yes, it was. A little bit on the windy side, too.
And, Very windy.
Now they're talking snow maybe on Wednesday or something. So
I saw on Thursday.
Maybe that's it, Wednesday into Thursday. I don't know.
Yeah, I got to be up in Fargo on Thursday. So.
Well, keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah.
This can still do it this time of the year, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Sergeant Robert Frank Newton. Robert was born on January 10th, 1920 in Spokane, Washington, and passed away on August 24th, 1993. He entered active duty in the United States Marine Corps on November 1st, 1940 in Seattle, Washington. Was honorably discharged 5 years later on November 29th, 1945 at Marine Barracks in Quantico, Virginia. He was a clerk typist with Headquarters Company, the 1st Battalion, and 6 Marines of the 2nd Marine Division. During World War II, he spent 1 year and 4 months overseas in foreign service in Iceland and the Southwest Pacific during World War II. So we thank you, Robert, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Salute to all the vets out there.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about the topic at hand today. There's a new financial resource website available.
Yeah, to help promote financial wellness and prevent veteran suicide. The VA's put out a news release on March 8th discussing a new online resource to aid veterans and family members with financial concerns and improving mental health. VA announced a new website to help veterans manage financial stressors that can affect their mental health and well-being, developed by the National Veterans Financial Resource Center, also known as FinVet, or FindVet, or the website aims to boost protective factors that promote mental health and reduce suicide risk by helping veterans learn about and manage their finances. Economic and financial uncertainty can increase the risk of suicide, and FinVet helps mitigate that risk by connecting veterans to trustworthy financial tools, information, videos, calculators, and worksheets, serving as a one-stop website for veterans to learn a variety of essential information to help meet their financial goals. Using simple navigation, FinVet empowers veterans to learn about financial goals such as meeting basic needs, saving or earning more money, lowering bills and debt, and protecting their assets. The website pulls together resources from across more than 25 government agencies, including Department of Labor, Federal Trade Commission, the National Park Service, Department of Housing and Urban Development. Ending veteran suicide is VA's top clinical priority and a key part of President Biden's unity agenda. Moving forward, the VA and the Biden administration will continue to work urgently to reduce veteran suicide through a public health approach that combines both community-based and clinically-based strategies to save lives. In recent years, VA has worked aggressively to expand support for veterans in crisis, including beginning to offer no-cost emergency suicide prevention care for eligible veterans and certain former service members, launching the 988 Veterans Crisis Line number, press 1 for military veteran, to help veterans connect more quickly with caring qualified responders through the Veterans Crisis Line, collaborating with community-based suicide prevention organizations to provide veterans with on-the-ground support, expanding firearm suicide prevention efforts, and encouraging veterans to reach out for support. Reach out for help through National Veteran Suicide Prevention Awareness Campaigns. The National Veterans Financial Resource Center was created by VA's Office of Suicide Prevention in alignment with the National Strategy for Preventing Veteran Suicide and the President's National Strategy for Reducing Military and Veteran Suicide. You can go for more information about VA's efforts on that. You can go to mentalhealth.va.gov. The website for this FinVet is mirecc.va.gov. /visit19/finvet.
In other words, call you and you'll help get it.
Yep, and this will be on the in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line too.
And I know you have that number because I just handed it to you.
Yeah, the one thing you did for me today.
That's the only thing I'm going to do.
That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. I also know Lutheran Social Services of Minnesota also offers financial counseling and budgeting, as well as debt management programs. I've heard that they're excellent programs. I've had some veterans in the area utilize their resources, and nothing but glowing reviews on it. So more information on that, you can by all means contact my office. We're in the lower level of the courthouse.
Still garden level.
Probably
won't be after the rest of this week. But,
I've heard 1 to 3 inches, but we'll see about that. I'm a firm believer we'll get some snow in May, but you know, I'm a glass half empty type of guy. So
well, it's done by my birthday in July.
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see.
Who knows with this weather?
Yeah, this year, who knows?
It's yeah. And you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. As I said earlier, I will be closed on Thursday. I have a meeting up in Fargo to attend. The Northwest County Veteran Service Officer Group invited me to their meeting and say a few words. So,
all right, you better get up there.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good. Well, we'll chat with you again next week, Josh. Appreciate the info.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.